France is hosting athletes from all over the world this month during the Tour de France. But commentator Frank DeFord says the French have a prickly relationship with one particular international sports star.
Whenever the United States does well in international soccer, like when we got to the quarterfinals of the last World Cup, it infuriates the rest of the world. Not just that we've succeeded, but that we who care so little about the real football have beaten all those people who care so passionately. It's bad enough that we're so big and powerful, but winning at soccer also makes us dog in the manger. Good Lord, if we ever actually won the World Cup, there'd be no one at all in the coalition of the willing. Likewise, it's not his fault, but Lance Armstrong fosters the same sort of feelings in France and the many other countries that are so devoted to cycling. It's just not fair. The U.S. never even had anybody who could finish the Tour de France before 1981. But since 1986, with Greg LeMond and Armstrong, we've won seven. Maybe worse, no French rider has won since 1985, which, Frenchmen bemoan, also happens to be that symbolic year that Coca-Cola took over from Perrier as an official sponsor. The Tour remains the quintessential Gallic sports event. Not even the French unions will mess with the Tour. Jacques Chirac is as big a cycling fan as George W. Bush is a baseball fan. You can see why we have such problems. Perhaps it's not just coincidental that the Tour de France and the World Series du America both started in the same year, exactly a century ago. Anyway, the fact that this is the centennial surely makes it even more difficult for Armstrong as he goes for his fifth straight. He is, to start with, just so un-France. When the French tell the tales of the Tour, they like to recall the insouciant days, a story like the great French rider who, 4 minutes behind, downed a glass of champagne at the top of a mountain, then roared to victory. That, mon ami, is the Tour. However, Armstrong, an incredible cancer survivor, is no nonsense, a physical marvel. It drives the French crazy that he constantly practices, seldom actually racing. He's a member of the U.S. Postal Service team, which is staffed mostly by Flemish-speaking Belgians. Plus, he trains for the Tour de France in Spain. As a consequence, although the whole sport of cycling lies under the dark cloud of drugs, an English critic last week referred to the racers as shaven-legged logo monkeys, some so full of drugs they rattle when their bikes hit cobbles. Armstrong is the one rider who is constantly accused of loading up on illegal substances. The fans scream, "Dope! Dope!" as he pedals by. Then, too, in this year of Franco-American disaffection, Armstrong has moved about with a phalanx of six bodyguards, and it generally does not warm the local hearts that he is not only an American, but a Texan. Withal, the French retain a grudging respect for Armstrong. But as the Tour has gotten underway, as always, between the 4th of July and Bastille Day, there is much speculation that this is the year the champion will fail to hold on to the winner's yellow shirt. Of course, be careful what you wish for, France. American sales of French wine are already down drastically, and without a Lance Armstrong victory to toast, the export wine market could collapse. Perhaps Vive la Lance is yet best for the centennial.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.